This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. As of today, 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico, only about 15% of the territory has cell service. That's kept people all over the island isolated and unable to even tell family elsewhere that they're okay. Now, thousands of Puerto Ricans are able to contact people thanks to the work of a Lexington company. Vanu Inc. makes cellular base stations to try to help people who don't have cell service. The portable stations are being used now in rural Vermont and in Rwanda. Each station covers about a 3-mile radius and costs $5,000. The company sent 3 units to Puerto Rico and now plans to ship more, all for free. The equipment is connected on the ground to satellite dishes provided by another company to restore internet service on the island. Founder and CEO Vanu Bose told us how a portable cell site in Puerto Rico works.
It's a little box, 11 by 12 by 4 inches. You attach an antenna to it, which you try to put up as high as you can. And then there's an Ethernet port on it. You plug it into the satellite dish. That connects back to our switch in Long Island that's hosted by one of our partner companies, Globecom Systems. And that's connected to all the different telecom operators. We can plug in, and all of a sudden, 10 carriers can get service there. So it's a great disaster relief solution because it's not each carrier building out their own network, but we could support any or all of them.
Okay, so through your company, you're providing the cell base station, the cell itself, and you're providing the service.
Yeah.
So how did you decide where this is going to go on the island?
That decision was made by the partner we got hooked up with on the ground, Global Dirt. It identified locations that need service where they're putting the satellites, and they put our systems along with it. They've now gone and identified 34 more locations that need coverage. So we are busy prepping 40 more units to get down there so we can light up other areas of the island. So there's a lot of place to cover.
What was the first report you heard back on how this equipment was working, how it was being used?
Well, 2 reports. The first was from our Global Dirt partners, who said, it was amazing. As soon as they plugged it into the satellite, it was above a plaza on a town square. They said all of a sudden everybody started pulling their phones out because all the text messages from their families and relatives started coming through. And as he said, you don't need to announce that you've lit up service. People just start getting texts. But the most moving one was we got a tweet this morning from someone in Puerto Rico who referenced the article that came out today and said, this was the way I was able to contact my family.
This is an article in the Globe.
Yeah, they referenced the article in the Globe and with our technology and said, this is how I was able to contact my family. Thank you. That makes it all worthwhile right there.
It's a lifeline.
Yeah.
And what beyond, being able to call someone in the States, for instance, to say, I'm okay, what other uses are you finding out about?
It's people arranging travel off the island. Now they have internet. They can figure out where are resources. Where can I go to get services? We are so dependent now on our mobile phones for information that without it, you're really kind of lost.
This is a for-profit company. You're in a period of transition right now. Has it in any way changed your own thoughts about the company or plans for the company, this experience?
Well, yeah. One of the things you hear about in disaster relief is how long it takes to bring communications up. And what I've realized is the technology and the service infrastructure we built for rural coverage is ideally suited to rapidly bring up emergency services. So, we're focused on getting more systems down to Puerto Rico now, but as soon as we can take a breath, I'm going to think about how can we make this part of our business so that we can rapidly deploy an emergency, and not just around the U.S., anywhere in the globe. We're deployed in India. We're deployed in Africa. We should be able to support disasters there as well. And I'm looking forward to get a minute to think about that.
Vanu Bose, thank you. We'll give you that minute now.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Vanu Bose is CEO of Lexington-based Vanu Inc.